with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. It's a soggy Christmas cleanup for Southern California.
Heavy rains and strong winds from powerful winter storms this week brought the wettest Christmas season in years to Southern California, triggering widespread mudslides and debris flows that left homes halfway filled with mud. The National Weather Service is still cautioning residents to stay vigilant even as the rains subside, warning that there is still a risk of more flash flooding and mudslides. Firefighters rescued over 100 people Christmas Day in Los Angeles County. LA police say they responded to more than 350 traffic collisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump said the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against forces of the Islamic State group in Nigeria after spending weeks accusing the West African country's government of failing to rein in the targeting of Christians. In a Christmas evening post on his social media post, the president did not provide details or mention the extent of the damage caused by the strikes in the northwestern state of Sokoto. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says he will meet Sunday with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky told reporters that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during Sunday's talks. This is SRN News. As it turns out, the military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to just 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who is living as a woman is employed by the National Security Agency and suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order and other policies he claims violates federal civil rights law. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. The post-Christmas rush is on.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agner reporting.
The economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department said U.S. gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, up from its 3.8% growth rate in the April-June quarter. Analysts surveyed the data from the firm FactSet. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.